But to make the bracha ala achilas matzah should be on a prusa, on a sliced matzah, like we do. After yachatz, we break the middle matzah, and on that middle matzah, that's the matzah we make the bracha later, ala achilas matzah on. But avada, that's our minute to use three matzahs, is that to make the hamoitz lechem in oritz is like any other yomtiv, you have to have lechem mishnah. You have to have two whole matzahs to make the ala achilas matzah, to make the lechem in oritz. Like every other yontif, you have to have shtei lechem, lechem mishnah. Just the mitzvah about chilas matzah, that you do all the prusa on the middle matzah that was broken. Dov rach, another pshat is, mar daka shaloni, who masit? He lights the fire. V'ishtoifer, notice he does things very fast, he can't afford to have the fire burning too long, a poor man. So first, while he's making the fire, his wife already is baking the dough, that as soon as the fire will be done, right away they'll get the bread into the oven. Is afkan, the same thing where we make matzah, is nami, who masit v'ishtoifer. When you go to make matzah, make sure you have the fire ready, that as soon as the dough is ready, right away you get it into the matzah, into the oven, because they shouldn't come with a chometz. That's the drasha of oni. Other mafarsh from learning, also from the Rosh, the Mazayik from this Gemara, that there's an Indian that you yourself should make the matzah also. Smash from here, the lechem oni means that you work, the husband works, that helps the wife. He's a poor man, he has to help the wife also bake. So that's the Indian that Pesach, the Indian to you yourself try and help along making the matzah. By Tafel P, Shein Charesis Mitzvah. The loy mitzvah is not a mitzvah, Mishumai Maisi. The first Tanakhama says there's no mitzvah to have charesis. There's no mitzvah then, what do we have it all together for? Because as we said before, we're afraid maybe there's poison or there's worms in the Roman lettuce. So by putting it into the rice, it kills it. The poison, if you did eat this kapa, if you did eat this poison from the Roman lettuce, eat a radish. A radish will help you out. What about kapa de chama? If you eat the poison from a radish, what do you do? Karsi, eat leeks. Kapa de karsi chamim, if you ate leek that has some worms or poison in it, take hot water. And kapa the kula chamim, if you ate any type of poison, the best thing is to take some hot water. That's the best thing. In between, after you drank that water, before you drank it, say these things to the poison. Name ahochi. Kapa kapa, poison, poison. Dakin lucha, I know who you are. Ulesheb and Asecha, I know your seven daughters also. Ulatim nikal Asecha, and your seven, eight daughter-in-laws, I know. That's what you're supposed to tell the poison. Reb Lezer of Tzadokan and Mitzvah, no, there's a mitzvah to have the charesis. Fred Gemara, my mitzvah, why is there a mitzvah to have charesis? Rabbi Levi Waimez Zechla Tapuach. Like in the charesis made out of apples, and it's Zechla to the Tapuach. Like Rashi says, Sho Yodais B'neim, in Mitzrayim, the Yidin used to give birth under the apple trees. But lay etzah without any pain, Sho Yakiru B'metriim, to see if Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticha. Now the Gratis Chus Hashem Dash Anest Hashem made, that under the apple trees they gave birth without any pains, and the Mitzrayim didn't know about it. So Zechla for that nest, like we have apples. No, the charesis should be made something looking like cement to remember the cement the Eden had to make. Therefore, we do both things. We make it look like cement and we use apples. You have to have this like a sharp taste like from the apple, the cider. You have to make it a little bit thick. Give it a little apple cider taste. It should look like, remember the apple tree. Make a little bit thick. Thick. Zayma to the tit, the cement, you know how to make a Mitzrayim. Tanik of Rabbi Yechidin. Tavlin, why do we have spices in there, in the charesis? We put spices also. Zeicha l'tevin. Zayma to the straw that the you know how to make, like putting in spices, you're putting into the, make the cement. Charesis, what do you have? Charesis, zeicha l'tit. No, zeicha l'tevin and charesis, zeicha l'tit. Omri Abelez, Abri Abtsadik. This is where the grocery stores used to say in Yerushalayim. Come down there at Pesach, buy yourself tavlin for the mitzvah. Now let's take this tavlin home and put it into your charesis, because there's a mitzvah to have charesis Pesach overnight, al zechelatit. This is the way they used to make the cement in Mitzrayim.
Here, now Tosfos brings down here that Sorach l'smuchi v'sorach l'giyul, we have to do two things. To the charesis, Tosfos says, of Yerushalmi Yomar, Istiyavdi Zechel Adam. Some also used to make it look like blood to remember the blood in Mitzrayim. Veshemocha correlate tibuli b'mashka. That's why it's good before it says that this amorer you have to dip into charesis, which is like dipping into a mashka. The question is, where's the juice here? Where's the mashka? The Teretz says you have to put yain in it to make it look like dam. Vechenom advar. That's where we do this smuche. That first we make it a little bit thick. Veshas achilu. Right before we want to use the charesis, we add a lot of wine into it to make it a little bit softer. Yeah, so he says, you should use fruits. shenidma leknesses Yisrael b'shir Ashirim, like it says in Shir Ashirim, takas atapurcha raticha. Kifelach rimur hatayna chonto v'mati ella v'tomer. So kids, they need to do the different type of fruits in the charesis. Now again, at the top of the omer, it said afkan beprusa, the mashum here also by the matzah, we make the bracha lachilas matzah on the prusa, on the broken matzah. Now this is our minig that we spoke out, that we use three matzahs Pesach benight. The middle one we crack in here first. Half of it we use to be mekayim the mitzvahs matzah, and half we leave for the afikomen. And then b'shas we make the moitzi, we use the two matzah shlemim to make the hamoitzi on, and we have the prus of the broken one in between, and then we make the achilas matzah mainly on the middle one. Now when we go to eat it, it's a question, what do we have to eat from? Now, the Rosh here brings down that we should eat two kizaisim. One kizayis from the top hole matzah, and one kizayis from the broken matzah. So, and that's the meaning of the brot al aloch are also like that. The Pesach benight, you should eat two kizaisim when you make the first brachas. Now the question is why? The chur, you only have to eat the kizayis for the matzah you be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah on. Because achilah means the kizayis. So that one we understand, you have to have a kizayis for it. So the chur from our gemara here, the way Tosfos and Mishnayim say, on which matzah are we mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and we make the bracha of achilas matzah on the prusa, on the middle broken one. So the chur, only from that one you should have to have a kizayis. Mashenkin, that we eat from the top matzah also, that's because the bracha hamoitzi lech menoritz, that went on the top one, because the hamoitzi should be made on lech mishnah, two whole matzahs, and we eat from the top one, that's why we have to eat a little bit from the top one, but the chura, that should be enough, just to eat a little bit, because even to eat a little bit, you have to have make a bracha. But for the achilas matzah, for the prusa, that one you should have to have a gezayis. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains the pshat here is, because it's a machlokes rishonim. Some Rishonim say the opposite way, that really the Alachilas Matzah goes on the top one, and the Hamoitzi goes on the Prusa. But since we have a suffix on which one of the two matzahs is the two brachas, that's why Lechatchila the Minig is, if possible, to eat two kizaisim. Either kizayis from the top matzah, and either kizayis from the middle matzah, in order to be yes like both shittas, like the bracha went on both of them. Therefore, you should eat that maybe the Alachilas Matzah goes maybe on top, and maybe goes on the broken one. That's why you should eat from both of them a kezayis. And the pshat is, this of course is only midi rabbonin. The ravada midi raisa, as long as you eat a kezayis matzah, you mekayim the mitzvah matzah. However, midi rabbonin, there's like a hiddur in the mitzvah. Like since lemaisa, we're making two separate brachas here, we're making one bracha of hamoitzi lechem menoritz. And then we're making a second bracha, al achilas matzah. And there is a machlokes rishonim here exactly on which one goes which bracha. Even though Mikra didn't we hold avada the hamoitzi goes on the shleimim the whole matzah, and the broch al achilas matzah that goes on the prusa on the middle broken one. However, there is one shita that says the opposite way, that you make the hamoitzi on the prusa and the al achilas matzah goes upon the shleimim. So since we have two matzahs here and both of them are making a brocha, so there is a hiddur tita kizayis from both of them. So therefore, metchilo there's a hiddur tit two kizayisim right away. One kizayis from the whole matzah, and one kizayis from the matzah that's per prusa. And the chetchili is supposed to try and eat them both together if possible. However, if you can't eat them both together, it's good if you eat them one after another, as long as you don't wait to shear of achilas pras in between one and the other. And which is, we say, the chetchila, 3 minutes. You shouldn't wait more than 3 minutes from the beginning till the end of the eating. Now, the problem here is, like, usually one person makes the bracha for the whole site for everybody, and then he has to hand out matzahs to everybody. So the chura, if the person himself will eat the kezayis from the top and the kezayis from the middle one, the kama will be nothing left over to give out. And once you start giving out, then you have to take new matzahs out. So the chura, once you bring out new matzahs, the chura from the new matzah, there would be no inyan to eat for the other people to kezayisim. Because once you're bringing out the new matzah, that's tam, the pshat is the brachas you already ate, sir. Now you have to go to eat the matzah. So we're giving you matzah to eat from. So once you start to take out more matzahs, on those matzahs, you eat one kizayis, you would be yotzer. But to eat l'chura two kizayisim from that, l'chura wouldn't be such an inyan. It's only the person himself that's making the two brachas, one on the top, one on the middle, so the inyan to eat the kizayis from both of them. But once you eat the kizayis from both, and now you're handing out matzahs to the rest of the people on the Seder, you're just taking any matzah for the rest of them, So nechlam lechur would be enough if each one eats a kezayis from the matzah that he gets. If, however, if everybody would want to be machmalite to eat this two kezayisim, maybe there would be an inyan that everybody, just for the brachas, should make his own bracha, like everybody should have, whoever wants to at least, of the schumra, to have the matzahs in front of you, just peshash you make the moitzi and achilas matzah, and make the bracha for yourself al achilas matzah and to hamoitzi, and then you yourself could eat also a kezayis from the top one, and a kezayis from the broken one. All right, we'll stop here. Tazayin holding, yeah, by the Mishnah. Yemozguloi koisheni. Hey, now we pour the second kois. We fill up the second kois. Mozgul means you put the strong wine and then you dilute it with water. The kan ha ben shoyl. And right now this is the mokum where the son starts fast the manishtana. As after we already did the karpas, the yachatz, now we're up to the magid. Is now the son asks his father. Let's say the son doesn't have enough das, doesn't understand enough himself to ask the questions. Is Poshti, the Mishnah says, Oviv Malamdoi. The father should teach him how to ask the questions. He's up until now, we said we did some Shinuyim in the Seder, that the Tanaika should see something is different here. Why we dipped in before the Suda, why we took away the table. So that alone should make the child himself ask the questions. But if he's not smart enough to ask the questions himself, so the father has to help him along, teach him how to ask the questions. What are the questions? What are you supposed to say? Man ishtana laylo azeh mikol aleylois. Why is this night different? Shebechol aleylois, it's all the nights, onu oichlim chometz matzah. We eat both chometz and matzah. Halaylo azeh kuloi matzah. This night is only matzah. That's the first question. Shebechol aleylois, onu oichlim shoyi rokois. The whole year we eat all type of vegetables. Halaylo azeh mor. This night we eat mor. And our Tosfos says here, the gisa should be like we have, halaylo azeh mor. Hodoloi omar kula mor. Why doesn't it say the whole thing is only mor? Mishum diachlinu shayi rokos petibul rishon. Because the first tibble by karpas, we don't use mor if you have other yirokos. We use other type of vegetables. So you can't say we only have mor. We have yirokos also. Now this night we have mor also. Whereas other nights we don't have mor. Shabukhala leilos onu waikhli and boshot sli visholuk. Hey, this man had the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishnah is always written, this man had the Beis Hamikdash, when they had the Korban Pesach. So then they used to ask, how come a whole year we eat the meat, whether it's roasted, whether it's cooked very well, umavushol, cooked so-so. Hey, sholok always means more cooked. Big, more cooking is called sholok, and less cooking is called mavushol. Halaylo azeh, but this night, Pesach by night, kuloi tzli. Hey, all the meat we eat is only tzli, is only roasted. So Taisa says that kula tzli means Rav Chizda Mukla Be'el Dvorim Ki Ben Teima. That our Mishnah goes according to Ben Teima Shita. The Yoma that says Chagiga Havoim HaPesach, even though we had an Indian to bring a Chagiga Sarabos on Erev Pesach, they brought a special Chagiga. In case you have a lot of people by the Korban Pesach, so you want to first eat other meat. In order when you eat the Korban Pesach, you're soiva, you're already satisfied. Now the Lashala was, how can you eat this other meat of the Korban Chagiga? So our Mishnah has to go according to Ben Teima that says, Eina necheles elitzli. It's even the meat of the Korban Chagiga, you could also only eat when it's roasted. Therefore it's good, our Mishnah says a Loshin, Kulatzli. It's all the meat you eat tonight, Pesach B'night is only roasted. Even though they used to eat other meat also, not only from the Korban Pesach, but they used to eat the meat of the Korban Chagiga. It's like in a case where there were a lot of people, so you didn't want them to fill themselves up with the Korban Pesach, they first ate this other meat. So our Mishnah says, Kula Tzli, even that Korban was also Tzli, like Ben Teima says. Then we say, Shabchol HaLeilos, all the nights. Not the Shal HaYigaris here. Some gear says, Ein Onu Chayovim Litfo LaFilo Pamachas. We don't have a Chiyuv to dip in, even one time. HaLeilo HaZeh, this night of Pesach, Shtei Pamim. There's a Chiyuv to dip in two times. Once by Karpas, and once by the Moro. These are the four questions the Mishnah says in the Mishnah. Ulefi daito shoben oviv malamdoi. Now, depending how smart the child is, that depends how much the father has to answer him. As not even though we have a say that we have a God of what to say, but our God, that's just the outline, what to tell your son. But
But if your son understands more, you have to explain it to him. As the feed das, how smart your son is, how old he is, that's how much you have to explain to him to teach him about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mishnah says, Maschil b'gnus, we start off saying the Haggadah by speaking about the gnus, something bad that happened to Klal Yisrael. Or Messiah b'shvach, then we end off by saying shvach about the good of Klal Yisrael. For Dervish, we dash in the Pesach b'night, for Dervish, we dash in the Seder b'night, this pasuk of Merami Yovid Ovi, Achig Mekola Pasha Kula. It's this whole Pasha of Merami Yovid Ovi that we say this Peshas we bring Bikurim. This is the pasuk the Torah says, when you bring Bikurim, you come to Hashem, but you bring to the Korban, you bring to the Kayin, the Bikurim, you have to say this Pasha of Merami Yovid Ovi, which is talking about Kesedi giving Shvach, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yisrael of Bikurim. Bikurim means that the first fruits that grow of the Shiva Saminim in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring it to the Kohen, like you give it to Hashem, to thank Hashem that He gave you Peiros. Here also, Pesach Panayit, the Yisrael is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Nisim that He made Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why we say this Pasuk, we darshan, the whole Agod is on drushes, on this Pasuk of Merami Yovid Ovi. If your son is a chacham, so then your son should ask the questions. Let's say your son is not a chacham, your son does not know how to ask the questions. Is ishtoi shaltoi? Then your wife should ask you the questions. This is the brisa. Even though the Mishnah says a loshin, v'im'ein das beben oviv malamdoi, so that's talking about you have a son that's so-so. Like if you teach him how to ask the questions, he'll know how to ask the questions. Then you're supposed to ask the son. What about if you have a son that Bechlala doesn't help? He Bechlala does not know how to ask the questions. So that's the right to the same. If you made a chokham, if the son is not a chokham, the son cannot ask the questions, then ishto shaltoi. It's enough if your wife asks you the questions. The imlav, if you don't have a wife, is who shirli atzma? The loch risen, ask it for yourself. Then the nurse is an Indian, Pesach banait, Seder banait, to ask the dalakashis, and then to say a teretz. But there are shiloh, ask the question, then give an answer. Because that makes you more interested, you listen to it much more. If you ask the question, that gets you excited, then you'll be able to understand the answer better. If you have two Talmid Chachamim sitting together, even though they already know the Hilchos HaPesach, so you would think they don't have to ask the questions, they know it already, still, there's an Indian you're supposed to ask one to the other. You're supposed to ask, one has to ask to the other, Manishtana, and when he asks you the question, that's enough, he passes you from saying the Manishtana. And look what we had before. And the more before said that Abaye asked him the question, that Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbah, and Abaye saw the way they took away the table in front of him. So Amulus, Abaye said, Adayin lo yachlinun, also komakri taka mekamon. So Abaye asked him the question, we didn't start eating the sudi yet, and already took away the table from us. The Gemara said back that Rabbi answered back, Amalei Rabba, Patrosim Leva Manishtana. You patted us, he said, we don't have to say the Manishtana anymore. Now, what does the Gemara mean, he patted us? So Taisha says, it doesn't mean with this question alone, you patter. However, you have to say the Dalakashis. That just means that Abaye said this question, and he went on and he said all the four questions. So then the question is, if Abaye said all four questions, what is Rabbi saying? That since you, Abaye, asked the four questions, Patrosim Leva Manishtana. You parted us, you freed us from saying the Manishtana. What do you mean you freed us? Abaye said the Manishtana. So the Pshat is like the Gemara is saying now, that if you have two Tzemineh Chomim, they both don't have to say the Manishtana. It's not the word that everybody has to say the Manishtana. The Manishtana just means, Poshek says the Mishnah, the Ben. One person should ask the questions. Preferably the youngest one, the child, they should ask the questions. When they ask the questions, or the questions were asked, that's this Gemara, that Patrosim Leva Manishtanam. You parted the rest of them, the rest of the people don't have to say the Manishtana anymore. We can go right away to say the Teretz. But the ikur from the question is that at least somebody, one person, should ask the question. So you get everybody aroused about the questions. And then everybody goes to say the Teretz of Avodah Meyinu. So that's this price here. That if you have two Tamil Chachamim, that one should ask the other one. One person should ask the Manishtana, and when you have the questions asked, then you can go to say the Terutzim. Then Manishtana, our Gira says, Manishtana la'lo zeh mikol leilu, shem chol leilu zeh onu matbilu en pa machas, halaylo zeh shtei pomim. If that's the Gira the Gemara has, that should be our Gira in the Mishnah also. Now the second question is, And the third question is that Shcholas onomat bilem pamachas, all the nights we dip in one time, that was the girsa, and the laila zesh taipamim, this night we dip in two times. Shred gemara maska v'lo rovo, oto kol yoimo le sagad le mitvalo, chod zimno. Like, what do you mean to say, according to this girsa, is we're saying every night we have to dip in one time. Tonight we have to dip in two times. Is that true that every night throughout the year you dip in even one time? Like, who says so? And mefrat here, the first time we're dipping in is before the meal. Usually we don't dip in anything before the meal. You start the meal right away, then maybe you start dipping in. But the Chur of the Mishnah, this year says mashmam, that every year, all the nights, we also dip in one time. But here we dip in two times. Frek Rav HaKash, who says so? The whole year, kol yoma, loy sagad le mitzvah, isn't it enough if we don't dip in? And mefrat before the Suda starts, chod zimna, we don't even dip in one time. So Mar says, elo amar Rav HaKitoni. So Rabbi says, this is the way the Girsa should be in the Mishnah. We should ask the question like this. Shebechol ha-leilois, ein anu chayovim litvol afilu pamachas. The whole year round, we don't have a chiyav even to do it one time. True, maybe we don't do it at all. But just means to say there's not even a chiyav to do it one time. But alayla is there tonight by Pesach, shtei pomim. Here the chiyav is to dip in two times. So the chur loshen chiyav means there's a mitzvah al hilkos Pesach to dip in two times. So Rav Safra asked the question, chiyuv uladardiki? What do you mean there's a chiyuv to dip in two times? Pesach ben also, that we dip in the first time the karpas, it's not a real halacha. It's only ladardiki we had before. It's only that the children should be aware to ask questions, why are we doing things different? So that's not really called a chiyuv as the mitzvah, it's only ladardiki to wake up the children. So what do you call it a chiyuv? Rashbam says, chiyuv uladardiki b'tmiyo. We only do it to wake up the children that should ask questions, but not that there's a real chiyuv to do it. So that can't be the girsa to say that a whole year there's no chiyuv and tonight there's two chiyuvim. Elo Amar Rav Safa. So Safa says this should be the girsa. This is the way we should learn our Mishnah. Hey, no, mad vila machvila pamachas. Like a true, a whole year round we don't even dip in one time. And befrat before the suda, a whole year before you start eating, you don't dip in. Mashenk and Pesach b'night, there's a chiyuv to dip in before the Suda. We start with karpas. Halayla zeh shtei pomim. But this night of Pesach, we do it two times. So that's the question. A whole year round, we don't even do it once. But this night, we do it twice. That's a good question. Ve'el Omer of Safra, mehochi shaminon, from here, from this question, we see, tohochi istan lemeimer. This is the way you should say, shebechol halaylos eino nomad pilim afilu pamachas. We don't even do it one time. One that's gersh, you know, the chiyav, that's a shibish. That should be the gersh. The whole year round, we don't even dip in one time. Tonight, we dip in two times. Then the Mishnah ends off, maschil begenus v'mesayim b'shvach. That we start off saying that God, by saying genus, that's the first thing, talk about bad things that happen to Klal Yisrael, and then we talk about good things. For the Gemara, my begenus, what are these bad things that we have to start our God with? Rav oma mitchilo oiv di avoyz kechovim. His Rav holds that's the beginning of the Agoda. Now, the Avoda Meyino is not really the beginning of the Agoda. We say Avoda Meyino to give an answer to the four questions, but that's not called the beginning of the Agoda. According to the Rav, the beginning of the Agoda, like our Mishnah says, Maschilim Begnus, is Metchilo Oiv the Avoda Chachavim Hoyo Avesenu. His Terach Avi Avram, he was never the Avoda Zora. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no, the Agoda starts when we started, from Avoda Meyino. That's also called Maschilim Begnus. We started saying bad things about Klal Yisrael, that we were avod and we were slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. Omale Rav Nachman l'dori avdi. So Rav Nachman asked his slave, Dori. He asked a question like this. He meant to ask him this question, that from this we should understand our chiyuv Pesach b'night, what is this chiyuv to say that Agoda? Like we're saying, Maschilim b'gnus or Messiah b'shvach. What's this inyan to say shvach l'kodesh baruch hu? So Rav Nachman asked his own slave. He asked them like this, Avdo demapik le moral lecheres. You slave, what would you think about a slave that his master sends him out free? V'yoyev le kaspo dehaba. And the master not only does let him free, but he also gives him silver and gold. My boy le maimele. Like you slave, what would you think as being a slave, what would you think it's nice to say back to such a master? So omale, so Dori Avdo, Rav Nachman's slave answered back to him and said like this, Boyi, such a slave for sure would have to la duye to thank or la shvuche to praise. That's what the slave should do to his master when his master freed him and gave him silver and gold. So Amalech of Nachman said, Potroson milema manishtana. You patted us from saying manishtana, posach v'yom ravodim yinu. Then right away Rav Nachman started saying that goda from avodim yinu. So Rashbam learns, posach v'yom liach ha-shila sa-ben his chuleimer avodim yinu, v'goyimer avodim v'shvach v'edoch leimer, kein oslan ha-kodesh baruch hu sh'yinu avodim yotzenu mishom. So the Rashbam learned, that's what Rav Nachman says, posach. He started right away. Again, it doesn't mean he did not say the manishtana. It just means, posach v'yom liach ha-shila sa-ben. As after his son asked the questions, the manishtana, he started right away to say that goda. Now this is like Tosfos before said also. Patrosim leva manishtana doesn't mean we don't have to say manishtana. Just means this is also, enthuses you, is part of the manishtana. In other words, the side of the manishtana is we start off saying, like, why is this night different? That we have to understand that this night we have to thank and give shvach, give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, avodim yinu, because we were slaves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and freed us. So this would have Nachman just making an akdom here, that this is the aside with this thought, you have to go through the whole Seder Pesach B'nai. You have to go through with this thought. The thought is that we were a slave, that his master freed him and gave him silver and gold. What do you say back to your master? You have to thank him and give him back praises. That's what we have to do Pesach B'nai. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we have to give him back praises.
So you have to thank HaShem before. We said Mashtana.
Yeah, right. So that's what Rashbam is calling to Bavon, really. It doesn't really mean Patrosin. Patrosin could be another territory, like you opened us up, you started us off. Like this is also something that starts you off with the Indian of the Manishtana. And the Rashbam is explaining, it doesn't really mean he patted you. What is it, you say? Just means this is putting you like in the right mood of the Manishtana, and now you can go and start saying the Avodim Yinu. But the mood that you're supposed to be in from Manish Taner is to realize that you're supposed to know you have to thank Hashem and praise Hashem. Now the Mishnah says that the Haggadah is called Maschilim Bignus Usayim Bishvach. We start off saying bad and we end up saying good. This time the drosh is on Haggadah, everybody asks the question, like what thing you start off saying Gnus? What do you have to say bad things for? Well, Adarab, we just said we have to thank Hashem and praise Hashem. So that should be enough. Why does the Mishnah say that the Chi of the Agoda starts off with saying Gnus, saying bad things about Klal Yisrael? What's this in you we have to first saying bad things? And different in the Mephoshim say different Pshotim, but one of the Pshotim they say is that really could ask the question, like we make a big spiel about Pesach B'nai that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Well, Hagufa Kasha, who put us into Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in there. So what's the great thing that Hashem took us out? Hashem is the one that put us in also. So what's this? So that takes away from the greatness. That's why we're saying that the reason why Hashem really put us into Mitzrayim, that's Maschilim Mignus. He did it for our sake also. He did it because Metchiloiv Devoy Dezor Hayavaseinu. Metchilo, there was a Sherish of Ra and Klal Yisrael. Terach Avram Avinu's father was Nevid Avoy Dezor. And that was a Sherish, there was a root in Klal Yisrael. So in order to uproot that root, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put us into Mitzrayim, to put us into the Kura Barzel, and then he was able to take us out. But even the fact we went in was also because Hashem wanted our good, for the good of Klal Yisrael. So that's why Maschilim Magnus, like we started saying, that was the reason why Hashem put us into Mitzrayim, because there was something bad about us, and we had to work ourselves over. And now that Hashem took us out, now we're pure and clean, now Hashem frees us, now we have to, like the Eved of Rav Nachman answered back, we have to go to thank Hashem and to praise Hashem. So that's the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel HaYoyim, we used to say, Kol Shloy Omar Shloisha Dvorim Elu BaPesach. Whoever does not